case number 10,462, James L. and Linda J. Riley, north of Road 333, east of Sandy Beach Drive, being in Lot 11, Block A, within Sandy Beach Development, a variance from the front yard setback requirement.
Testimony, unless they want to hear from him, but do you want to?
Sure. What's your name and address?
Anthony Perino, 220 Sandy Beach Drive, Dagsboro.
All right, and to the extent that you testify, is your testimony going to be true, accurate and true?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Good evening, members of the board.
Good evening.
Mr. Burrell. My name is Veronica Faust, and I represent the applicant in this matter. The application was initially filed under the names of James L. and Linda J. Riley. The Rileys have sold their home to Mr. Perino, who is seated here at my right, in July of this year. The Rileys were an elderly couple. They built this home on the lot in question in 2002. And what I would like to do at this time is to pass around a little packet of information to the board. This packet contains a copy of the survey, which you may already have, a copy of the deed from the Rileys to Mr. Perino, reflecting that Mr. Perino is the current owner, and also a acknowledgement from the Homeowners Association that the Homeowners Association for Sandy Bray waived the setback restriction under the deed restrictions for the development, and they are also not noting that they do not object to the variance that is being requested this evening. In addition, I'm going to pass around two sets of pictures. The pictures are the same, and it shows the area in question that is in violation of the setback. It also shows the vacant lot to the left of the property in question and the house that is situated to the right of the property in question. So I didn't know if the board would like to see the pictures as well. In any event, Mr. Perino is now the owner of the home, and what we are seeking is a variance from the front yard setback. The setback for this particular lot, this front yard setback, is 30 feet. The house is located 29.6 feet from the right-of-way of Sandy Bray, Sandy Beach Drive, I'm sorry. In which case, that means that we are seeking a front yard setback variance in the amount of 0.4 feet, which is approximately 4 3/4 inches that the house is in violation. Again, the house has been situated on the property for at least 7 years. If you take a look at the survey, you will note that in the front right corner, the concrete monument is located incorrectly based on the current survey. And this is a private development with private roads. We suspect that, based on this, that the surveyors were having a difficult time when this was being plotted out, locating the right-of-way, which may explain why we had the setback violation. So we are submitting to the board that this is a peculiar physical condition. We note that if the board does not grant the setback, my client will have to cut off a portion of the existing house that has been situated there for over 7 years. The hardship in this case was not created by the appellant. He is the current owner. The home is a modular home that was in four pieces, and it was placed on the property. I believe Hudson Homes was the initial contractor when this was placed on in 2002. And at the time, I should note that a certificate of occupancy was issued for this property so that someone had been out there to check the setbacks, and I guess because this was such a close call, it was not picked up at the time the house was completed. We would submit to the court, submit to the board based on your review of the pictures that the variance would not impair the appropriate use or development of the adjacent properties. As you can see, we have one vacant lot on one side and the actual portion of the property that violates the setback, there is an improved house next door. And we also submit to the board that the variance is the minimum variance required to afford relief under the circumstances. Any questions?
Did you say the CO was issued?
Yeah, CO was issued. In fact, we didn't have to pay a fee for this because the CO was issued.
Okay. Are there any questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Portman? Mr. Miller? Hearing no questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Chairman, I think the applicant has addressed the standards for granting a variance. I make a motion that we approve case number 10,462.
Okay, I have a second to that motion.
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 10,462. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Your case is approved.
Thank you.